learn the two of the most famous members in the first parish. Gemara asks, Rava said, "Gzer shem yitzaglut biyapa v'dayte ilave." Ki mishkach salavat. Why? Gomer mishkach lo lavasi yisura v'abra shusikagi. Why not him avak? Gemara says a chiddush. That after this man is there, you can't do bittul. Why not? Amar Rav Elazar, shnei devarim einam b'shusa shalada, v'atvar makatav ki'ilu b'shusa, v'ayimu hain, boyer b'shusa rabin. Obviously, if you go to the street and dig a bar, you don't own anything in the street, and yet you're chayiv. And the same thing, chametz b'shei shayisul l'mayla. So the Gemara says that chametz b'shei shayisul l'mayla is not b'shusa shalada, and the Torah made it b'shusa shalada. And the obvious question is, what does it mean, chametz is not in your rishus? You bought the chametz, you went before Pesach, you went to the store and you bought chametz. What makes chametz ain't a b'shusa shalada? You owned it yesterday, this manister came. What makes chametz not be yours? What is the hesber hatav? So the start of this Gemara, according to most rishayim, you said that this Gemara is teaching us as a rule that Isurei Hanah are not, don't belong to a person, are not Shalai. Even if you own something beforehand. So when it comes, this man Isur, Isurei Hanah don't become yours. They become, they lack ownership. Isurei Hanah are not owned. What's the Hezbe Hadavar? Why should Isurei Hanah not be owned? Because, yeah. They have no value, and if something has no value, you can't own something. You only own something to the extent it's worth something. It could be worth a pruta, it could be worth half a pruta. It has to be worth something. The pashtus is that Isurei Hanah are ownerless, and the Ran in the Dorim Taka says that if somebody says, "I make a neder, I won't have Hanah from my property." So the Ran says that his property becomes hefker. Even though he was never after it, he owns a car. Makes a neder, I'm not going to have any enough in this car. So the Ran says that anybody could go, kol ha'chayvim be'zachah. Anybody who grabs the car, is that it? If you mount the neder, it'll be a problem. Because money's not mount the neder. It's also, that's right, it's only if you made a nether forever. He said, "I'm not going to have enough for a week," so he can still own it because it has a value for the second week. But if he made a nether, what?
Could someone take it for that week?
Could someone take it for that week? I'm not sure. I would assume no because Lamaisa, it's worth something to him in the fact that he can have enough in the second week. It's not ownerless. But if he makes a nether, he'll never have enough from it. So then that would make it hefker. Yeah.
Is it calling on the Marcos whether hefker is steal it from violence or whether it's stem or
shepherd? No, either way.
It sounds like just by saying that it goes to why not, it's frozen to hefker.
Well, it goes to hefker because it's not possible to own it. It doesn't go with the lundus of Hilchus Hefker. It goes with the fact that there is no ownership. It's like a ger who dies. There's no owner that remains. Guess who? There's no owner. The owner who owned it, the Atzid of Pahanar. So there is no owner.
Yeah.
It will be totally in our discussion. If you hold it's ownerless, then nobody, then if he dies, no one yashins it.
But he's not getting
enough,
like himself. He's enjoying the thing that
he's going to
his children.
I'll tell you something. Even if he doesn't enjoy it, he hates his children. He hates his kids. And he said they shouldn't get anything. It still won't go to them. Because the way we're learning now, the idea is that it's not, he doesn't own it. You can't own something that has no value. There's no value to you. Beis HaLevi says that there are four Makayis and Shas for this Yisayit. Yisayit that Isurei Hanah are not Shayach to own it. The first Makar is our Sugya. Then Chametz is considered Eidei B'shusa Shaladam. The second, he says, is a Gemara in Krisos Daf Chav Daled. The Gemara says that if you have a Shar HaNiskal, a Shar that Beis HaLevi can the sky of skiva, because it kills somebody. So that's the path to the sky of skiva. Sure, this goes up about not. Shehuzmu edos, and then people come and they're mazim the edim. So kol ha'kaidim by zohar. Anybody can grab the shah. That the case? Ruvein owns the shah. Two edim come and they say it's a shah, the shah is chayav skiva. That's the path to the sky of skiva. At that moment, it becomes hefker. There's no value. Then edim come and they're mazim. The two Eidim that says the Shara is gone. So now this Shara, which a minute ago was also Ba'ana, when you imagine the Eidim, the Shara now becomes the normal Shara, the Shara Shalchulim. So being that a minute ago was Hefker, a minute ago was also Tavana from it. So it became a Hefker. The owner became, had no value at the time based on an error, but it wasn't shy if anybody had value from it, Alpi Din. So was Hefker. And Kala Kodi Beit Zechem, Yimaz and the Eidim, whoever grabs the Shah first gets it.
In the first,
Is that a good question? That the Mafreya is Mutabana. It's true that now the Mafreya was Mutabana, but before it wasn't Mutabana. The Eidim came at 6 o'clock. There's a Paskin at 1 o'clock that it's also by not. And 6 o'clock the Eidim came, they were Mazin the first year. It's now revealed to us that at 1 o'clock it was Mutabana. But at 1 o'clock it wasn't Mutabana. No? At 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock it was also by not, it was ownerless. Now we realize that then it was Mutab. But at the time, it was awesome. At the time, he was—if you would ask the shy, he would have told he can't have enough of it.
That would have been wrong.
At the time, it would have been right. Now, he's not entirely wrong. You have to wait for quite a bit. But this is the Pashat Megamar. That Gemara number two, the Gemara Krisus. The third Gemara he brings is Baba Kama Daf Ayin Aleph and Ayin Beis. Someone stole a sheep, and he stole a sheep and he shefted it. He has to pay how much? He has to pay back four times what he stole. Dollar the hay, got to pay back four times what he stole. So the Gemara says that to be shefted it normally. If he shefts it, l'shem avaydazara. He goes on to the Zaman, when he shefts l'shem avaydazara. So the Gemara says the following lashon. Kiva d'shochat purta osra. When he started cutting the neck, the first ma'aseh that he did, it became osra. It became a korban avaydazara. It became osra b'hanah. Idach lav d'morei tzavach. When he finished the shechita, it wasn't owned by its owner. Lav demarei tavach, it wasn't the owner's sheep anymore. Because once he started cutting, and that made it Yisrei Anah, it now becomes ownerless. And by the end of the shechita, he's not shechting the owner's sheep. So he's putter from Dalai, he has to pay Dalai the hay. Because by the gemar shechita, he's shechting an ownerless sheep. He still has to pay for the SM sheep that he stole, and carefully has to pay. But the chiyuv dal the hay, which comes the gemar shechita, and when you finish the shechita, that's when you chayim, when the kosher shechita. At the time he finishes the shechita, at that moment it's ownerless, because it's already became yisurei anah. Since he's shechting it, l'shem avay d'zar. It's not the chiyuv.
I
can't
get
property
of anah.
Once you steal it, it's for shechita. No, it's only once the person has kinyan exeilah. So you can't ask for somebody else's thing. You know that my stuff is in shalat. Why?
He
has to pay, but he doesn't have to pay dowry. He has to pay back the stealing. He doesn't have to pay capel for stealing. But Rebbe has to pay Dalvehe. Dalvehe is only if you shech the other person's animal. He didn't shech the other person's animal. He shech did something that you saw animal. He didn't shech that person's animal. He shechted a hefker animal.
No, he started to shech.
Last time after Bibachayim. In the beginning of Shechita, Yoni Chayim Gamar Shechita. If you do a beginning of a Shechita, that's not enough to be Bibachayim.
What about
the I have to ask you about what you're asking. I'm not sure. Let's take a look at the Gemara. I'm not sure. What? So his Raya is, why after the beginning of Shechita does it become ownerless? Why after Shechita Bei Purta becomes ownerless? So Raya is, and he's Surah HaNoah, don't have badness. So Raya is, and Mr. Asa HaNoah doesn't have badness. That's the third Makar. And the fourth Makar is the Gemara Nedarim Pei-Hei, I believe. The Gemara Nedarim says that if somebody makes a neder, he's not going to benefit any Kayin of the Levian. He asks on himself that he makes sure that he's not going to benefit any Kayin or Levi. And he has Trumas and Maestros in his house. So they have a right to come and to take the Trumas and Maestros Bar Karcha. Why? The Ran explains. Because it's ownerless. This Trumas and Maestros now, let's talk about Trumas, forget about Maestros, but Truma. This Truma is now Asabana, because he can't give it to a Kayin. He himself can't use it. Nobody can have, this owner can't have any type of Adnah from it. So he doesn't own it. What? He can answer, a person can't answer all shofars in the world on himself in Rosh Hashanah. Right? But he could answer something which will cause that he can't do a mitzvah. If he would make a net, he's not going to give truma to a Kayin, it might be a problem. But if he says I'm not going to benefit any Kayin, that nether is a nether. Rather, by truma anyway, who says he'll ever come leave day giving truma? The nether inherently is not a nether on his bar mitzvah. If he would make a nether, I won't give truma to a Kayin, he'd be right. But he's not making a nether, I'm making a nether, I won't benefit a Kayin. I never get a truma, you ever get a truma to a Kayin? I never get it. It's not inherently a shvur against the mitzvah. So the Ran says, why could anybody come and take this truma? Because the truma becomes ownerless, and once it becomes ownerless, anybody could come and take it. The Mimashna Mishnah is Yitzvah Bar Karchai. The way I understand it at the moment, even the Chayim in Israel should be able to take it. Grab it and give it to you. Can't give it to a Chayim, but he'll get the Tzedek Hanah. He'll be able to give it to any Chayim he wants. So that's a fourth makar. That what happened? He made a neder, a kainim, the kainim will be him, the kainim will lie. He said, I'm not going to have benefit any kain. So now Truma in his house, which is not shy to have any benefit from, what benefit could Yisrael have from Truma? Only to give it to a kain. So that Truma now becomes Hefka. Anybody can come and take the Truma. But it's just Truma, but it's only the Truma. The chiddush, anybody can take it. Right? Fine. I can argue with you to say it's the stuff. So we have four makaris for this Yisrael that Yisrael does not shalai. Yeah, the hafrasha is still chal. Otherwise, it would be teva. Remember, because when he grows it, it's actually teva. When he says harizu truma, so taka becomes truma. Because that's not see with his nether. So it's a funny thing. He owns it. He says, "How is the truma?" Right after he finishes saying, "How is the truma?" It then becomes hefker, because now he made it something that he cannot benefit from. Just like if someone chefs something l'shem avay desire, he owns it. But as soon as he makes the yisurei anah, it becomes hefker. The same thing here. As soon as he says, "How is the truma?" And since he can't give it to any kayin. So it becomes truma, but it becomes truma shel hefker. Hefker to control. So these are four different makaris for the yisrei, which we learn from our Gemara. And if we stop here, we have learned the nice yisrei, then we can move on. Beit HaLevi is disturbed. The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in Hilchis Lulav in Esrik. It talks about the idea of Lachem. And the Magen Avraham states that but it comes out from the Magen Avraham that Isurei Hanah are Lachem. That if somebody has a Lulav of an Asherah tree, it's really Lachem. You should be able to be Yaitza. Why does the Gemara say, why can't you be Yaitza with an Asherah? The Gemara says, Ketusei Nefeshira. The Gemara says, because Ketusei Nefeshira, that a Lulav needs a Shira for Tzvachim, and an Asherah tree has to be burned. And anything that's Eidud Lisrei, Tzvachisarif Dami. So it's as if it doesn't have the Shira for Tzvachim, as the Gemara says. Why can't you lose the Lulav Shah Asherah? Because Ketusei Nefeshira. But vice versa, that it's not a Chesaron on Lachem. Magen Avraham holds there's no problem on Lachem. The Magen Avraham is explaining a Rambam Shiva. In the Rambam he says there's no problem on Lachem. So the Magen said, Beit HaLevi says, we see from this Magen Avraham that it's possible to only Surei Avraham. So we see there's another sheet in the Rishon. According to Magen Avraham. So the point is this. According to the Ram and the Rajba, there's no question. What we said till now is true. Yisuri Anah, you can't own. But according to the Rambam, we're going to bounce shot in the Rambam, what are you going to do with all four Gemaras? All four Gemaras say Yisuri Anah, you don't own. So what are we going to do? We have four Rayas against it. And Beit HaLevi says he found a Ritzvah in Sukkot that says like the Magen Avraham. Now it's a Rishon, it's a Ritzvah Shita. So what is the Ritzvah going to do with all these Gemaras? These Gemaras say that Yitzurei HaNoah not Shalai, and that's the Chayr HaPashtas of our Gemara. So we have a problem. What are we going to do with these Gemaras? So right away the Beit HaLevi says, the other Rishonim hold that you could own Yisurei Anah, that's a value, but you could still own it. You own the Guf Hadavah, you still own it. But my rule is there's no afternoon, it's just different reasons. But now they're arguing. If I pick up a pebble that has no value, and you steal it from me, are you earning anything? Are you allowed to steal it from me? The Ram says it's ownerless. The Ritzvah says it's ownerless. What's the machlaikis? If you can only Suri Anah, what's the telling you? Hmm? Yeah. By simple shot in the machlaikis, they're arguing the definition of ownership. When you own something, you own its value, or you own the physical thing. The Ram looks at ownership as being based on value. You own the value of the thing. And if there is no value, it's not Shach Tom. It's Shitas Aran, Pashtas Aran. The Ram says, no, you own the Guf HaDavar, you own the physical entity. Who cares if it has a value or not? That's the simple, the usual explanation is like that. What? The Rashba holds that you can't own it. It's probably right, Rishayim. And the Ritzvah and the Magen Avraham says that that's the Rambam Shita. We'll call it the Rambam, and I don't think everyone agrees it's the Rambam Shita, but at least the Ritzvah, the Magen Avraham says it's the Rambam. So the fourth case, the Beit HaLevi says right away is not so sure. Because the fourth Raya was a case of Truma. So it could be Truma is different. Because Truma is really, anyway, it's Mamon HaShevet, it doesn't really belong to the Yisrael. All Truma doesn't really belong to the Yisrael. Just as a right of Tzedek HaNoah to give it to whoever you want. What? It belongs to Shevet HaKuna. It belongs to Shevet HaKuna, but it doesn't belong. The point is that the owner who made the Kainon, who made the Nether, so he loses ownership. Why does he lose ownership? Because he never had a real ownership in it. Or he had a Tzedek HaNoah. He made a neder. He's sort of marker of Tzavis HaNoi. So it could be that from there it's not a strong ride against the truth. But what about the other three? So this Beit HaLevi is a Siman Memchem. In Oif Tes, he comes to his pshat. And his pshat is based on a Mesidus, who said that Isurei HaNoah are not Hefka. But it has a din of Yiyush Bailam. Yiyush is like Bailam on the Yayish or something. If you own something, and then you're Miyayish from it, you still own it. It's still yours. But can anybody come and take it? Yes. I lose an Aveda in the street. I'm Miyayish. Right now, is that Aveda mine? Yes, it's mine. Lachem, it's mine. But anyone can take it because I really gave up hope on ever getting it. So the Nesiva says, Yisurei HaNoah are still owned by their owner, but they're in a massive similar to Yish, because the owner now has given up hope of having any benefit from it. If you say or not, he's never going to have any benefit from it. So he's new Yish. So we have a shot in this cell that the owner heard Bez and Paskins, the shot in this go. The owner was now new Yish from ever having any type of benefit from it. So why could anyone grab it? Because it's in this state of Yish, which is, it's not an Aveda, he doesn't say it's Manish and Aveda, but it's in that state that the owner is still Shalai, he still has ownership on it, but he's not active if anybody takes it, because he can't get anything from it. So he has it's like someone who's not active if people take something. That's only when he finds out that they will lose him. But right now he's in a massive of not being masked if somebody takes it.
As long as he doesn't find out.
Sure, at least he finds out that his Aida comes back. But being a Kenila, he won't have to make a new Kenyan. So, nothing else. So we would say that only talking cause man is not aware of it. That's how the Rishon the Rambam would explain this Gemara. Yish betos. One second. But this is the way. Now this Yisoid answers. We had four Gemaras. Right? The first Gemara said anyway, it's not a strong raya because it's talking about truma. This Yisoid answers the second and third raya. The second raya was the Gemara increases by the Shara Nisgal. But if the year she's not masked, so the Neila, it's any kolakai b'zayecha. And this is the third Gemara. The third Gemara was the case of shechting an animal that you're not over on, you don't have to pay dollars to hay. Because in the beginning of the Shlita, it became Yisurei HaNoah. And by the end of the Shlita, hold on a minute, now we answer that Gemara. By the end of the Shlita, the owner doesn't own it.
He's not
masked. So what do you say? The owner's not masked, it's by the Zohar. So what does the Gemara mean when you get to the end of the Shlita, you're not over? The Beit HaLevi says no, because the only time you chayiv on Dalat Zehei is if you shecht something with the Shechita as a Maisa Aveira. Well, if a person shechts it, steals something, he shechts it. When he shechts it, he's shechting somebody else's animal. It's a Maisa Aveira. If you shecht the animal after it becomes Shechita Aveira Zara, if it becomes a Kavita Aveira Zara, so at this point the owners are acted on the Gemara Shechita. So being that he's not matzid, that's not something that's mechayiv his dollars ahead. So that Gemara is also good. But this is Yisrael. That's life like Yish. This is what it says in the Beit HaLevi. The Beit HaLevi adds some rayas to it. One of his rayas is from the Yerushalmi. On the Gemara in Krisus. And this is what a couple of you are tying by Shah and Nitka Shahuzmu Ba'alav. Shahuzmu Eidav, I mean. Kala Kaidim Zaycha. In the Yerushalmi, this is a Machlaikis. Rish Lakish Ad. Rish Lakish says, what do you mean? The whole thing was a toss. The Lashon of Yerushalmi is Amrish Lakish, Yish B'tos. The owner was the Yayish B'tos. So therefore, no one can grant the Shah Mitzvah. So the Beis Halevi says, you see, the topic here is the topic of Yiddish. It's an issue of Yiddish. So that's a riot to his pshat. You see this in him saying his day. That according to these Rishayim, Yisurei Hagah you still own, it's Lachem. But it's like Lachem yet the Yiddish. Okay, yeah.
I think that's not I don't think
he's
really
going
for
the Yiddish,
because
if
he
would
be back
to
his mind,
like,
there's always a chance that he could get back. But
yeah,
my father is
finished. I think once
Preston
Paskin is finished, I mean, why would he think he'll get it back?
If he's
finished,
then he'll get it back.
I mean, if he'll show us that he thought so, it'll be one thing. I mean, no likelihood is all he knows they're telling the truth.
How often do you want to talk about the truth that comes back?
Excuse me? I would assume it's rare that you're mounting Aiden. You could say Mono or Yisim. Usually Aiden who say Aiden, first of all, most Aiden who say this is telling the truth. Even if they're not telling the truth, once Beth and Paskin, they didn't mess up in their when they raised questions, it's probably very rare that afterwards they're Muslim. So he says there is a machlokes now. According to the Shita of the Ran and the Rashba, Yisurei Hagah is not Shabbat. According to the Shita of the Rabban and the Ritva, Yisurei Hagah is Shabbat, but anybody can take it because it flies by before Yiddish. Yeah. That's the problem. The Beis Halevi doesn't. I went through the Beis Halevi again and again. I don't see where it comes to answer our Gemara. Like he says, it's Shner and the Magen Avraham four places. That's his first paragraph. He says, the Magen Avraham, he says, four Gemaras, that's twice the Magen Avraham. Then he goes to a big Arichot, and he says, okay, the Magen Avraham is not only a Magen Avraham, it's a Ritva and a Rambam, and even maybe a Taisa somewhere. And then he says, okay, we have to go back and answer all the Gemaras. I don't see, maybe I missed it, maybe he says it briefly, it's a long tshuva, but I don't see that he answers all the Gemaras. But so what? It's mine, and I'm a Yaish. So how do you know Asara Kasa Kilo in Bishusa? I'm Chayiv because I own it. If a Yid owns Chametz, he's owned by Rabbi Yimase. Where do you see Asara Kasa Kilo in Bishusa? Bishlam like the Ran and the Rashba. It's very good. According to the Ran and the Rashba, if something is not the Ba'ana, you don't own it. So how do you like the Ba'ana? But according to the Rambam and the Ritva, what are you talking about? What do you mean, Shabbat? It's his. He owns it. It's Miyayish, but until someone comes and takes it, it's still his. So how do you look at this Gemara? Why is it Shtei Dvarim, Eino B'Shusa Shalom? It's a very strange thing that the Beit HaLevi does not come back and answer this Gemara.
It's not strange to say that something is yours, but Miyayish. It's also, it's a very strange story to say.
If you don't like this story, you're not going to help.
No, I didn't say that it's not yours, but you're a Yayish on it. So
why don't you have a Yayish on it? If I'm a Yayish on it, why am I not a Yayish on it? Why do I have to say, Asana Kosa Kila Bishusa? It is Bishusa, it's his comment. It's a problem. L'chayra, in the sefer Chadashim Gan Yishonim, he says you have to say the following svara. I found this svara in the tziv in the Meshav Davar, and I happen to see it also in the tshuva in the Divrei Chaim. But on the Gemara, I only saw it in the sefer Chadashim Gan Yishonim. He says that chametz is different because you mechuyev to destroy it. And since you're mechuyev to destroy it, that the Eino B'Shusa Shel Adam. It's not just a Shahar Nisgal, it's not just a Kali Akerem or Arla. It's a mitzvah that say to destroy it. That makes it Eino B'Shusa Shel Adam. Explain the svara to that. It's a little bit spice. Since you're mechuyev to destroy it, it's not considered to be a Yerushas.
I feel like all this is
So what? Taka says that Chavis is more Tama than the other Yisurim. So therefore what? It needs a little spice to it, but what they're saying is, Yisurim are not which you can hold on to, you won't. Yisurim are not which you can't hold on to, you don't own. Maybe they mean, Yisurim are not you can hold on to, maybe someday you'll find a way of having enough from it. Even Yisurim are not, there are ways. We'll talk soon, there are ways you can have enough from Yisurim are not. Chayla. In the Shemai Takana could have a nod from Yisurei Hadash like it had a Hachima. So maybe you could hold on to it. Maybe that's what they mean. Who knows? Someday you could come to a massive where you could have a nod from. Right now it's Yisurei Hadash. But maybe it'll come to a nod someday. But if you have to destroy it, it's mamish. You can't come to that thing of a shoe site. It'll never come to a nod. Maybe that's the Svara. I'm not sure. But yes.
Because
it's in
your
Rishus, or it's not in your Rishus? It's not in your Rishus. All in your Rishus to see the eye. So Chavis is in the Rishus to Shaladam because you have to destroy it. So therefore it's on the list. And it's just a son of Kata Kila in Rishus.
I would say that because I'm afraid to destroy it, it's
my Rishus. Why? Because you have a mitzvah to destroy it. You have to destroy it, but that doesn't, does that give you ownership in it? Not that. You have to destroy it by the
Zohar.
Yeah, but that's because the Sama Kasuk, you might have a say, that's why it's your responsibility more than anybody else. That's the Gemara saying. The Gemara didn't say this Rosh and I'd be masking to you. The fact is, the Gemara says that it's only Ki'ilu Rishusai. That's him, it's not Rishusai. Okay, that's a shot, because otherwise anybody would have a Mitzvah burn. It's not because you have a Rishusai, so you have a Mitzvah burn. It doesn't work because you don't fully own it. You're not in a b'shusha shaladim. It's only kiilu b'shusha. You only own it for the chumra of being over. You don't own it. You can't be mafka. You don't own it.
Because
what we're walking away with is two shitas in the b'shayim. Around the Rashba, and certainly it's the daf of most Rishayim, and probably most Achrayim, that Yisurei Ano are not Shalai. But we do have a second Shita that holds that really Yisurei Ano are Shalai, Kivu Yomiyayish, but it's Shalai. And Chavis is somehow different. Okay, now. Yeah. And the Tziv brings a little better than that. The Tziv brings a raya to his chat. Because he says, according to Rabbi Yaisi holds, Chavit Sha'aba Lava Pesach is Mutta Bahana. It's Mutta Bahana Lacha Pesach. One second. The Chavit Sha'aba Lava Pesach, I'm sorry. Sorry, good. Rav Shimon holds that it's a Lachar Pesach. Rav Yaisi holds Mutta Bahana even on Pesach. So according to them, according to Rav Yaisi, all Chavis is Mutta Bahana even on Pesach. According to Rav Shimon, the Chavis is Mutta Bahana Lachar Pesach. Why is Chavis not Shalai? You could have an offer from it either on Pesach or after Pesach. I mean, I tell you, you could have an offer. So like somebody said before, if I ask a neder, I'm not going to have an offer this for a week. I lose my bailus. I could have enough of it the second week. So chametz min atayla is mutta bana after Pesach. Koshkin kosh Rav Yaisi is mutta bana on Pesach. So why is chametz ainu b'shusha shalada? Why is chametz ainu b'shusha shalada? Must be because you have a mitzvah to destroy it. That the chametz ainu b'shusha shalada is because you have a mitzvah to destroy it. Mutta bana, but. There's no Isser Hanah, but there's a Mitzvah Saseh Tashbisa. So since you're going to destroy it, you're not going to end up having anything from it. So that makes it Eina Bishus HaShavad. Kaponim, these are the two pshat.
Why? The
rule of the Asherah tree.
You don't have the
Shira. If the mitzvah would be to destroy it, to burn it right away, it would be a problem. That's a dumb question. Which is saying makes the problem, and then makes it better, but I don't want to get bogged down. Okay, this is the Lamaisa, these are the two sheets of the Rishayim, Shat Mar Gemara. Now, we get to the second important Gemara. Every Gemara is important, but the second famous one. Let's see. The Nevatvei Ba'arba, the Nevatvei Ba'chadosh. And when do we do Bithol? Rashi says, Ba'layla, at the time of Bidika. Why Ba'layla? Two Bithol the next day? The fourth hour, fifth hour? Gemara says, no. Kim the last man is Surahu, the last man be Urahu, Dil Lepasha Ba'layla Ba'atla. Maybe he'll be a Pesheya and he won't do Bithol. So we don't want to make a Takana for the fourth or fifth hour when he might forget. Or he might forget at night also. No, the Shas Bedika, people remember to do Bedika. So part of the Bedika is to do, when you finish a Bedika, you do it. But if you just make an arbitrary hour, so then people will come to forget. I don't know why it calls forgetting Pshia. You have a rule usually that forgetting is not Pshia. Someone forgets to daven. It's a daven tashlumin. Even though someone's a Pshia and he doesn't daven, he can't. I don't know the answer to that. Why Shikha here is called Peshe? I don't know. But on the front of it, it's not okay after Pshat. Pshat is still a good Pshat, then he might forget.
Why are we more worried that he forgets in the Hatham that he forgets to be poisoned?
Why are we more... I'm not sure why, but the fact is that the Dika is something that people remember. And Bithul is something which people forget. Bithul, the Dika is an Asik. It's a big Asik. And I'm afraid I'll forget. It was just a statement. And, easy to forget. So we tie it to this man Bedika. Yishkach, what's the pshat in that? He'll forget, and then he'll come lead a pshia. What does that mean? How's he going to come lead a pshia?
It's not from after pshia, it's just from the other way.
What?
It's not from the forget. After forget, it's not the pshia. We're not saying that pshia is pshia.
He'll forget, and then he'll find the Guskiyafa and he'll be either. That's what you mean. Maybe he'll forget to do Bithol.
At some point, he doesn't start Bithol, he can't. Because the
deed is a good thing with the right hand, so he'll go there. No, I'm saying, if you leave at the fourth hour, Yishkach, the other day, Pshia. Well, maybe it's a good Pshia, a good Pshat. But you don't say Yishkach, forget to do Bithol. So why don't you forget to do Bithol? The other day, Pshia, he'll come, then he'll find the Guskiyafa. Why do they have to do Bithol? Well, first you shall find the good Giyafa, and awake, Rega Akas will be Peshay, and wait within a Rega. Yes, it's into Rashi, but not into the Gemara. Dilma Pasha, the Lame of Akbar.
No, but he's
Peshay,
because
he remembered
that.
It's
into
the Gemara,
too, well.
Why did the Peshay wear?
At the time of the
Dinkie, you remember
to do
Bethel, because he's
supposed to do Bethel, then. Some guess that, right? During the Gemara, still remembers that, and he's supposed to do Bethel.
So we were talking about this downstairs, that maybe it's Chilasi B'Shia, the Sefer Bainis, which is a big mess like this Rishayim. If it's Chilasi B'Shia, Sefer Bainis, you want to stick that into this Gemara? I don't know. That'll give me a whole new Shia again. Chilasi B'Shia, Sefer Bainis, a very interesting topic. I'm not sure. At any rate, the Gemara goes on, the Nevatlai B'Shia, B'Shis, the Nevatlai B'Shia, no, keeping the Sudra Abana the Rav Hei, could they write to Daniel? Here we have our second tradition of the day, that even the Sudra Abana, even the Sudra Abana, could they write to Daniel? Rav Hei Shusei Kaima, by what he meant about. Not only is the Sudra Abana, not only the Shus, but even the Sudra Abana. How do I know that? Dabar Rav Gidu Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, and the Kadesh, Mishir Shoyf, Uma Maimah. Hathura, the Chut Chite Kordenaisa, in Cheshem Lekidushin. So what's the case? First of all, what are chiti kordenaisa? So Rashi is very unclear. Rashi describes chiti kordenaisa are some type of hard chitim that when they get wet, we're not really sure if they turn into chametz. Rashi doesn't give a halachic terminology for chiti kordenaisa. Tosfos on the previous on the base, about Tosfos calls it chametz nuksha. What is chametz nuksha? Chametz Nuksha is a general term for a number of different types of chametz, which are only aser balaas. The first Mishnah in the third parak that lists different types of what we call chametz nuksha. It says harayenu ba'ashara da'in behem mishum kars. The things which are iser lav on Pesach, and there's no iser kars. And that includes a number of different things, which is why it gets complicated. What's the definition of chametz nuksha? It's really a general term. It includes chite kodenaitza, which are chitim, a normal chita, a normal kernel of wheat that has a crack and gets wet, is considered chametz gum. Chita kodenaitza, which is a hard type of chita, that when it gets wet is called chametz nuksha. The din of chametz nuksha is that it's alive, and it's min ha'Torah, it's not also Erev Pesach, only on Pesach itself, but not on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is only Asa Midrabah. That's the din of chametz nuksha. What does our Gemara say? If you give a woman kedushin and you give her chametz nuksha on Erev Pesach, v'shashay sulamayla, you are, no, it's not a kedushin. In chashishin, even not even a suffic kedushin. There are three shittas in the Rishayim. There are more than three, but basically three shittas in the Rishayim. That's what this Gemara is talking about. Rashi shita is that this Gemara is talking about chametz derabanan in a zman derabanan. There are two derabanan. It's chametz nuksha, which would be a derabanan even in the Yasinun of Erev Pesach. There's Zman Drabanan, and we're talking that it's an hour before noon, it's in the sixth hour. Two Drabanan. And it's true. But it's Two Drabanan, and Afal Pikein, it's not a Kiddush. That's the Pashtus of Rashi. Taisus on the previous Amid said, Loi Nehira, not so. We're talking about Saif Sheish, we're talking in the Zman Issa Dairaisa. In the Zman, that normal Chametz is in Issa Dairaisa. Chametz Nuksha is one Drabanan. Therefore, it's not a Kedushin. It's implied that Taisa Shita is that if it will be two Drabanan, there will be a Kedushin. One Drabanan, not a Kedushin. It will be two Drabanan. It will be Chametz Drabanan. In the Zman Drabanan, then it would be a good Kiddushin. Can someone explain as far to that? What's the difference if it's one drabbana and two drabbana? I really have to step back 1 minute. In Makadish, well, let me just step back a second. When you give an Isha chametz for Kiddushin, and she's willing to take it, why is it a good Kiddushin? Why not? She's willing to take it.
That's worth something.
So, you give her a cupcake, her face up in the afternoon, and she says thank you, and she eats it. Is it good condition? How can you catch up? What's wrong? Why is this not catch up? It's a cupcake.
I don't know.
Huh? It has no value, even though to her it has a value. She's going to eat it. May I or could I?
May I?
No. You're prohibited from. So if you're from a yid, so I can understand. So you can't sell it. That's what we're talking about from a yid. So about from a yid, it's not going to do anything with it. But what's the difference? One drabanan, is it a deraisa, or a drabanan, or two drabanan? What's the difference? The same is the rabba saying ourselves. What's the difference? Taisus shita is if it's one drabanan, it's not a kedushin. If it will be trade drabanan, it would be a kedushin. That's implied by Taisus, and that's the way we understand Taisus. What is one drabanan, two drabanan? It's a very sure cash on Taisus. What? The Chazal may be Yisr. Chametz Nuksha L'maisa is also in that hour. But L'maisa, you can't have enough of it. If you give a woman the Yisrei Chametz Nuksha in the sixth hour, she has to rub a shayel, the rabbi will say you can't eat it.
What?
Masa has a lot of value. You can hold it till the night. You go to the store, it has a lot of value.
Well,
go to it now. If someone's fly shits and you give them an ice cream cone, Right. It's still a kedusha, so they have to wait. Depending on what type of family they come from, they have to wait 3 hours, 6 hours.
They have to wait for years.
No, it's worth money right now. Right now, it's worth money. They're doing the math. So this is a kasha. The Rosh says that if you mekadesh with an issa derabanan, sheyesh like ikar min atayr, a type of derabanan which is similar to a daraisa, then it's not a kiddush, like chametz. But if you're going to be mekadesh a woman with an issa derabanan sheyesh like ikar min atayr, which is not similar to any daraisa, let's say you're mekadesh a isha with yayin that a guy touched. Now, a guy touching wine is not similar to pouring it in front of an avay desara. It's a siyag. But the guy touched wine. So the rush out, that'll be a good kedushin. Because that's an issur rabbanan, shame on you, come in atayr. Maybe they weren't chayshish that this wine is there. That was a siyag. It's not like chametz. Chamit Luksha on Erev Pesach, which is a chashash chamit. What? Yayin, well, by an Eidra Vedazar, it's a Surya Anar. By us, we're knowing that if a guy touches wine, it's not about Anar, because our guy is an Eidra Vedazar. But Yayin, it's Sumir. Well, I'm talking about something that has no that became Surya Anar, to where it did become Surya Anar. A guy who is an Eidra Vedazar, they touched. So the Rosh, the same kasha on the Rosh is on Tosfos. Like, who cares if it's Yesh Lo Yikim and Atayra, Zain Lo Yikim and Atayra? Why should that make any difference? Seif, you can't use it. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh in Simach Chavches, in the Hilchos Kedushin. And the Beis Shmuel, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel is not Tmiya. He says, Tzorchi and Gavah. What's the difference? The Rabbanan that has a Yikim and Atayra has a Yikim and Atayra. So we have three shittas: Rashi, Taisus, and the Rosh. Taisus and the Rosh we consider L'chayah to be a Pelasim. Both of them, why should there be a difference? Two Rabbans, one Rabbanan, and on the Rosh, why should be a difference? The Rabbanan, Sheyesh Lo Yikim HaTayra, Ein Lo Yikim HaTayra. What's the Nafkamina? Rashi seems to be the pshat that's most understandable. What's Pshat and Rashi? Why is the Kaddish and Isha Surah not? Why is it a good Kedushin? Why? Because, what's the reason it's not a kedushin? What's the reason it's not a kedushin? Because she's a trick question. She can't do anything with it. She's not getting anything. The problem is, with Rashi, is Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi gives lamdasha reasons. If somebody asked you, if you give an isha, comment on Pesach, why is it a good kedushin? You say, because she can't do anything with it. It has no value. No? That's what you say. Look into Rashi, and someone explain Rashi. Rashi, I fill up the Chita Kodinaisa. The first thing for Rashi teaches. What's Chita Kodinaisa? Hatsanchin Bahare Ararat. They grow out in the mountain of Ararat, somewhere in Turkey. Koshin Hema'ai. Batarachi and Chashal Kedushin. In Bo'al Ayamayim. Till that Chita Kodinaisa, which got wet. So it's Chomach Nuksha. So in Chashal Kedushin. Now look at the second thing for Rashi. Even though we're talking about an issur rabbanan of the sixth hour, umafka kedushei taira, how could it be without a kedushei taira? The sharia shisha alma, the rabbanan can go be matir and eshes ish to the world. The Torah says in many places, called the mekadosh adaita drabbanan mekadosh. When a man gives a lady kedushin, it's adaita drabbanan. Hefka besin hefka, famous kiyum umayim. When you get married, you say, Hare Amal Kadesh, just leave it to Ba'azu, Kedas, Meshed Yisrael. So Kedas, Meshed Yisrael means you're giving Kedushin based on the rules of the Torah and the rules of the Rabbah. So the man was asked, Rashi, why is it good Kedushin? Surah Mekadesh and Isha Mekhamet, Al-Das, the Rabbah. The man was not a good Kedushin. Rashi makes a lot of sense. But who needs it? Who needs what Rashi's saying? Is that Kalasuma? Get excited. This Rashi is a pillar. If you give an Ishi Surah, no, why are you not Mekudesh? If you give an Isha less than a Pruta, why is there a good Kedushin? It's worth less than a Pruta. If you give an Isha Chavitz, why is there a good Kedushin? Because it's worth less than a Pruta. What does Hashem need? The Rabbana Makir, the Raisa, Kon Kasha Dai, the Rabbana Makadish, what's Hashem with anything? See, I have a person who says, I'm Makadish, you not a Dai, the Rabbana. Shalai Kedash, my Shem Yisrael. So then it'll be different. So tell us. Just tell us sooner. And many of the Akhrainim have this problem with Rashi. The Shash, you look in the back, the Shash is what's beyond Rashi. Among other things. Yes.
Could be that
when
the Rabbanim
made
the Issa comments,
they didn't give it the same color. They didn't change the cuts. They didn't change the cuts. And therefore, if they're just saying the cuts are, technically they're saying that the cuts are dying. There's a value, should be able to be used as a reason. If I take a dollar bill, the government says, all dollar dollars are worthless after a certain day, you only have to have new ones. If I take this worthless dollar bill, I give it to a lady. So it's a Kedushin?
No.
The government says it's not worth anything. That makes it not worth anything. Yes, because in practice it's worth nothing. So, if the Rabbana said it's worthless, so they made it worthless.
It's not that they made it worthless. They said it's Oscar. They're going
to use. Let me ask you a question. Let's say a lady says, I swear I'm not going to have anoah from any chametz during the year. I swear I'm not going to have any anoah from any gold. The kashal of gold. That can be a good kedushin. Seems not. No, she said, I'll never have anoah from gold. That's my life. It seems not a kedushin. It's worth nothing to her.
Because
it's not worth anything. Why not know she has? But she's taking for kedushin something that's worthless. A woman who accepts the kedushin, that's worthless, not the kedushin.
What's the reason of
maybe this man, which is saying, it could be so, but then you solve the problem. So you solve Tysus by causing Tysus to thrash. Then he holds for 6 hours, anyway you come in on Tyra, and therefore he doesn't
want to.
Fine, so you solve Tysus by causing Tysus. You're right, you're condensing, it's a good way to condense two questions into one. It doesn't solve the underlying problem. Yes?
It seems that the conflict that this.
No, you can make bread out of it. You can grind it up and make bread out of it. Some on the Shabbat. The question is, does it become chametz? Normal chicha could deny the harvest is there, the chicha.
What's the reason that it's not
asked? Why is it a Rabbanan or a Raisa? Because it's not likely to become chametz. No, there's a certain gather of the rices that are not chametz gum. Whatever they mean, it's hard to give a scientific description of what makes something chametz gum or makes it not. Difficult, but that's not the issue here. It's a given. We're talking about chametz gum. So it's a given. It's assumed that way. And even though Rashi might argue, but still Rashi doesn't argue, we assume that everyone's talking about the same thing. He declared the nice as chametz noksha. It's worth something, but Pesach is not worth it. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, so we answer. Wait. You're jumping to the second step. You didn't explain the first step. That's Hagufa. That has no value. Why do you need to read the Rabbi Shusekha?
It has value, but let's say just
theoretically
comes in
this. So we're talking about someone who does need comments on Pesach. So if you have a lady that does need comments on Pesach, you have a lady who does need comments on Pesach, so why isn't it a good Kedushin? Now explain to me. And
therefore,
why isn't it a good Kedushin?
Why isn't it a good Kedushin?
what made it be, what makes the Surah Hanar not be his Rishos?
You have no,
you're coming back to the same, having no value.
Not what he comes to.
So it has a value?
Not him, only that. But it's not by him, but the bond is not part of the tradition.
I will explore what you're saying. I'm not sure if it's a mahalach. I just would like to round out the kashas for tomorrow. The problem, so we have three kashas, one on Rashi, one on Tosis, one on the Rush. The other problem is what we're discussing now. What happens if you have a woman who is willing to eat it? She's a frail woman. Why is it not a good condition? Shulchan Aruch says, Tama, it's no good. Why is it not a condition to her? And that's the fourth kashya, the fifth and the final kashya. What? But it's not an edible fish, right? And the last kashya is something that Shlomo Zalman has a hard time with. Back on that Hayamid Aleph, Shlomo Zalman Rabach said in Tosfos, it's really the special Tosfos, that on Pesach you're allowed to take chametz and turn it into coal to have benefit from the coal. You're not supposed to burn the chametz. Right, you're not supposed to leave chametz. But if you have chametz on Pesach, you're allowed, the chatzila, to burn it in a way that will create a charcoal and then use that charcoal. So what? That, so we said that once it changes into charcoal, it's with the banah. The hanah that you know mentally, that you know you're going to get richer now by changing it, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said that's Moses. That was Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Arbach said. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, like Shver. If so, why is chametz for Pesach worth nothing? See, Mekadosh and Isha with chametz. So 1 minute, she can go take this chametz, burn it, turn it into coals, and then have a barbecue. So why is it a good condition? She has a way of creating a condition. She can go turn it into charcoal, make it worth something. It's a certain goal. Why not? Why does that work? Why does the condition work? So we have all these caches. The answer, I've told a number of you, is the site of Rav Shimon. He answers some of the questions with it. Some of them we'll figure out that it's answered. But I found at 11 o'clock today, and I told some of you, that Rav Chanan in the Kodesh Yurim, in Chelik Beis of Kodesh Yurim, which is not in the Pesachim Shas, it's in the Undercook. Kodesh Yurim Chelik Beis, he has a section called Kuntres Divrei Seifrim. And in the beginning of Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, I Dalet and Hay, he says, what's Mamish Rav Shimon's Yisayt, it's such a beautiful lashon. If you try to break your head over the Rav Shimon and you go to Rabbi Chanan, you appreciate Rabbi Chanan's gift in writing things the kids are in very clearly. And he spells out Pshat and Avi Mara. And with that, you start to come on to Rav Shimon's Arichos to answer all the questions, but the Yisayt of Avi Mara will be, you'll understand from that Rabbi Chanan.